brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now 36 seconds into the second hour of this global transmission against tyranny. Coming up, I want to go back over in more detail the Lone Gunman episode, where the secret government group hijacks the jet, the jumbo jet, to fly to the World Trade Center as a pretext for war and weapon sales. Because now we've learned of the Long Kiss Goodnight by big Hollywood production company, Samuel L. Jackson, Gina Davis, put out in 1996, where the CIA says that they bombed the World Trade Center the first time. It was really the FBI in reality. And that they're going to do it again to kill 4,000 people as a pretext to blame the Arabs for weapon sales. More just blatant flaunting. And this ties into the real world. Hijackers flying to Pentagon, no chance, said top brass. Unrealistic war game, poo-pooed before 9/11. London Guardian, 5 months before September 11th attacks. U.S. military planners suggested a war game to practice a response to a terrorist attack using a commercial airliner flown into the Pentagon, but senior officers rejected the scenario as too unrealistic. Do your homework, Guardian. We have the direct link to the Pentagon from November of 2000. Contingency planning, Pentagon MASCAL exercise simulate scenarios preparing for emergencies where terrorists hijack a plane and fly to the Pentagon. Condoleezza Rice, we never heard of such a plan. No, you just ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda with W199I, which people can go read about from the BBC at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. So we'll get to that as well. WorldNet Daily picks up our story about Applied Digital's global plan to have ID chips under the skin as the global ID number and to make police take it, which has now been in major newspapers. The Sun, Sentinel, the AP, you name it. WorldNet Daily took actual quotes off the radio show and didn't give us any credit, so we called them up. They're going to give us credit. Interesting. I don't particularly even care about the credit, but it's funny they didn't give us that. They'd give some liberal the credit, but not us, because we're real conservatives, I guess. We're not neocons. But actually, they said they're going to fix it, so we appreciate that. Let's go ahead and go to the calls, as promised, and back into all this news. Michael in North Carolina, go ahead.
Alex, thanks is such a small word for all you do, but I'll say it anyway.
Well, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Last night on NBC 17 here in North Carolina, I saw a brief video clip of trash men in Scotland, and the commentator said that trash is now being scanned by the government in Scotland to monitor what is thrown away by the people there. And each trash can had a tag on it so that they could...
Yeah, and the RFID manufacturers and Walmart and the Defense Department, it's public, from the factory to the warehouse to the store to your home to the landfill, everything you buy is scanned and tracked according to that, and that's the plan. And I heard local news, they're training the hotel workers how to dig through your stuff and spy on you here in Austin. You can't even go to a motel or hotel without them spying on you. And if they don't spy, they'll take their hotel. So you got a handgun or whatever, which isn't even illegal. You still get a SWAT team raid. And this is the new America. The Soviet states of America. And the same thing's going on in England. The new Matrix system, the NSA at the state level, is going to spy on your IRS information, your tax records. It nothing to do with terror. You see, the new definition is we're all terrorists.
Yeah.
What show did you see this on in Scotland?
I saw this on NBC 17.
And, of course, they said it was wonderful and good, right?
Oh, it's for their own protection, yeah. And another thing, and I'll take your response off air.
I'll tell you what, just stay there. I want to hear more about, because I did see an article they were going to do this with trash a few months ago, but I didn't know that it had already begun. Hey, it's freedom, man, when they read your mail and go through your trash. I mean, and where the trash man and the cable man and the phone man and everybody spies on you. I mean, that's what the veterans fight for. While the border stays wide open, of course, and they don't make the illegals biometrically scan, but citizens have to. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, Michael. They're saying that in North Carolina, he saw an NBC News piece about how they scan your trash and dig through it and use RFID in Scotland. I'd heard they were planning this. I didn't know they'd already started it. Michael, tell us more about this report.
Ordinary, I never watch TV. I just cut the TV on to catch the weather. I know it comes on about 20 minutes after, and there it was, and they were right in the middle of it. I would give anything if I had it on tape. I've got a question for you, and I'll take...
Well, go over it and describe it to us. I mean, what exactly were they saying?
Well, word for word, the best I can remember is they said, now in Scotland, your trash is being scanned. This allows the government to monitor what you throw away. And it showed trash men and trash trucks, which I wasn't really familiar with this, but it's very similar to what we have. And each trash can had a barcode on the side of it. And they showed a meter and a series of numbers that popped up on this meter when they scanned this trash. That's what I saw.
Okay, go ahead and ask your question, then I'll get into some RFID. Go ahead.
I haven't heard you lately on Real Talk Radio, and I've missed John Stadtmiller. They've changed frequencies at 5 p.m.
Yeah, months ago, before John left the network, I quit doing Real Talk Radio just because I'm too busy making films, doing interviews to do a Saturday show in the middle of the day. It was just kind of ending my whole weekend. And then John is no longer with this network. He's still doing his radio show, though.
Yeah, I still catch Real Talk Radio, but I don't know the frequency. FCC zone. And since I don't have a computer, it's very hard to research it. But when the two of you were together on Real Talk Radio, you're an unstoppable man.
Well, yeah, it was a good show. I just, I've got a family life, and I've been working about 16 hours a day, and I've got to have at least a day off.
Are you doing any fishing?
You know, I did go fishing in a canoe on Lake Austin a few weeks ago for about 6 hours, 7 hours.
How's your finger?
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, from when I basically cut it off last year, it's great. Got the feeling back in it, too.
I'd like to encourage your listeners to support your sponsors and to pray for you every day. They can't touch that.
Hey, thanks a lot, and I appreciate it. God bless you, Michael. Since he raises RFID, Tex Mars in 95 wrote a book called Project Lucid, government program, Project Lucifer. It's a federal program with a private company, Project Lucifer, folks. I'm not joking. And RFID was in there. We carry that book, written in 95, published in early 96. Small radio frequency identification chips. Now you hear them on the air going, yeah, we're going to put them in the police, put them in the troops, put them in the homeless, put them in the young, put them in the old. Want to get in the club, got to have it. But Tex got the federal documents of the plan to replace the barcode with this, to track and trace everything we do with it. Then about 3-4 years ago, USA Today comes out, coming up on 4 years ago, and says, oh yeah, RFID is going to replace the barcode. The Defense Department and Walmart are involved. MIT developed it. It's going to track everything you do from the factory to your home and watch what you do, and it'll all be part of this control grid and to build a psychological database of what you buy and what you do. It's so wonderful. And face scanning cameras will scan what you do in the store and then compare what you bring to the register, and that'll be uploaded to the government. Well, now all that's actually being done. Walmart's been caught doing that with the smart cameras and the rest of it. And then once the truth comes out from their own industry statements, they try to spin it and go, that's ridiculous. It's for simply marking pallets and inventory, when their own admitted plans say this. And then last year in San Francisco, I remember years ago, all over the country, at toll roads, it's like a dollar for the whole toll road if you have the RFID tracker transponder. If you don't, it ends up being like $5. I mean, I've even gotten this on video where they penalize you for not having the chip. And then once everybody's got the chip, they can just jack up prices again. But they know how to get you into it. Oh, you get a huge discount to get into SeaWorld or Six Flags or Busch Gardens if you hand scan. You know, it's half price if you do. Oh, next year everyone has to. Better go ahead and enroll now. Okay, well, I won't have price, you know. Season pass, the same price as a one-day pass. If I get the hand scan, wow, I'll take it. So this is what they're doing. This is the public plan. And where do we get all this? From industry publications, from technology publications, where they admit what's going on. Then when it's in the mainstream newspaper, it's, oh, it's wonderful. It's a conspiracy theory that they say it's to track and trace you and tax you. This is the tactic. So we just go to the industry newspapers and websites. Information Week, RFID pressed into service for roadway safety April 14th, 2004. We just learned of this today. It came out yesterday. Now, I remember they, to cross the Golden Gate Bridge or the other toll roads, and I've been through them, they're trying to force you to take an RFID now. They call it a transponder. Receives and transmits. It's about the size of a dime. But they found that in San Francisco now, they put up radio scanner readers, and the transponder you get has your name on it, your car license number on it, and so they found out they were tracking people's movements around the city with these, with the radio readers. And then other cities have started doing this. So this is the real deal, folks. And this is the plan. And the fools at the toll booths, you'll ask them, you'll say, do you like the tracker chips? Oh, yes, I love it. But you're going to lose your job. And then they go, oh. In fact, in America Destroyed by Design, I drive through Kansas into Oklahoma, and there's this big toll road, and I pull through, and she goes, you don't have K-Tag? And I go, this is in 97. And I say, no, I don't have K-Tag. And she says, well, you know, it costs you more. And I pull the camera out, and I said, you know, you're going to lose your job because of this. She goes, huh? She goes, well, I love KTAG. Well, I drove back through there last year visiting Kansas City, and they've shut down all the original toll booths, and there's only toll booths at the start and the end of the toll road. And then that's just police there, and you just go through and you get big discounts again if you have the tracker chip. Well, listen to this. The government and vendors are investigating technology called dedicated short-range communications. The U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Highway Administration is working with four companies to develop new radio frequency identification technology for roadways. Develop new? It's at least 7-8 years old. Officials see RFID as a way to warn drivers of, for instance, impending intersection collisions and vehicle rollovers. So isn't that just precious? Specifically, the government and vendors are investigating technology called dedicated short-range communications, which is related to RFID. The vendors are Mark IV Industries, Raytheon, Cirrut, and TransCore, all the big Halliburton Division Parallel Group companies. Then they set the agenda, make you buy their product. A prototype system co-developed by the quartet is expected to be ready for testing in about 18 months. The Federal Communications Commission has assigned a block of high bandwidth radio spectrum for dedicated communications products, 5.850. That's interesting. And 5.925. That was my old shortwave frequency. That's real nice. Are you focused on wireless? Then you need to bookmark our mobile pipeline so you can click there. Folks, they just passed a federal transportation bill where they can make all the roads tollways. The National Seatbelt Initiative passed in 98. Billions of dollars a year of funding are going to build hardened checkpoints that double as toll roads. I said this in Police State 2000. I made 99 people. I had the federal plan then. Now it's been expanded. Everything will be taxed, traced. The new compulsory volunteers, the new national draft, will wear gray uniforms, will man the checkpoints, entering cities, entering states, leaving states, regional checkpoints, toll roads. All vehicles will be searched. Giant x-ray machines will x-ray your car as you drive under it. You'll have to get out and walk through a system that creates a biometric 360-degree digital image of your naked body. This is admitted. NASA brain scanners already in 5 airports are going to be deployed to scan your brains. That'll be probable cause if it shows that you're agitated. Oh, you must be a terrorist. Folks, this is like the most... If I was a Hollywood producer, and 5 years ago I made a Hollywood film where all this was happening, no one would believe it. It's much worse than Minority Report. Minus the psychic creatures in the movie, everything else is real and is being done. The retina scanning, advertising tailored to you, secret police everywhere, being arrested for statistical analysis showing you might commit a crime. This is all being done, run by convicted felons like Admiral Poindexter. And so, this is the system. Satellite trackers in your car, the control console, RFID tracking you, total taxation and regulation. I hope you enjoy it. Or you can get up and say no to all this now and form organizations and start educating people. And I tell you, we'll come back and talk to Joanne, Don, Danny, and others. I could have spent all day just on this one article. Here's CNN chipping away at privacy with radio waves. Privacy advocates are alarmed by a new technology that might be able to monitor even the tiniest aspects of our lives. It comes in the form of radio frequency identification chips. Shows an old man at a self-pay checkout system, U-Scan, where they're now putting in thumb scanners. First they train you on the self-serve, then they take out all the clerks, then they make you thumb scan. You got a problem, a security guard calls the police and they ask if you're a terrorist. This is already happening, by the way. If you complain about the electronic voting, they call the police. If you complain about the U-Scans, the police show up. What's your problem? Who are you with? You part of the extremist? Well, no, I was just wondering why this system, why there's no more clerks here, why the thumb scanners are here. We can arrest you right now, you get out of the store. You're banned from the store. But I just want food. Yes. In a few years, they'll tell you. You don't submit, no buying food. See?
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jump start on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists are masters of putting in a technology, getting us all addicted to it, then putting a bunch of strings and Big Brother attachments to it. Take cell phones. Incredibly convenient. Everybody gets addicted to having them. Then they pass a law in 96 that on October 1st, 2001, all new cell phones had to have a satellite tracker chip in them that triangulates down to 15 feet where you're at. The new phones allow them to listen to you even when the power is off. This is mainstream news. It's in Matrix of Evil. Now, I have a 5-year-old phone here, And in a few years, I won't be able to get cell phone service. I use the old phone. It actually works better. But the point is that then I won't be able to have a cell phone, see, because the technology won't be offered without it. All the new cars for 8 years have a satellite tracker plug-in for the little $50 unit, $25 to $50 unit that's going to be plugged in. Oregon and other states are about to announce satellite tracking and taxation. Well, they have announced they want to do it, and the feds are pushing it. It's the same thing with radio frequency identification, the checkpoints they're going to build that are, quote, toll roads where you also get searched, the RFID, all of it. They just do it. They just say, you want to buy anything, you got to do it. Well, we don't offer bagging your groceries. You do it, and you got a thumb scan. Well, I want food. Well, sorry. You know, the last store in town put it in. You got to do it. And this is the plan. This is what they're doing. This is happening. Okay? I mean, this is admitted. This is not our opinion. Now they're saying the entire Italian government's going to have chips. The entire military is going to have chips in America. We want police to all have chips. Well, if you want to own a gun, there's a move to make you have a chip in your hand. I mean, they're actually in the news. It's really going on. It's really happening. And they just say, well, if you want to drive a car, you got to do this. Well, if you want to have a cell phone, that's what's in it. They're designing the infrastructure where you cannot escape it. You better get involved now, people. This is very serious. Joanne in Colorado. Joanne, go ahead.
Yes, I don't have a cell phone. Don't care to have one. But anyhow, the gentleman that was on Coast to Coast was a Michael Rupert.
Yeah, I know who he is, yeah.
Okay. And they did come on with that emergency thing where they say if this has been a real emergency. They've come on twice on Coast to Coast last night. A couple of things. I'm asking people to call Peter Boyles, Mike Gallagher, and some of the radio stations.
The ultra-left-wing programs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called Peter Boyles the other day, and I told him about the chip, how we're being watched.
And it doesn't exist, right?
Oh, right.
When it's in 100 newspapers still, when you were, right. Now, if you said you loved it, they would have said, oh, yes, it exists, it's good. But when you say you don't like it, it doesn't exist.
Right. So anyhow, after I got off, a gentleman called because I mentioned Art Bell. They wouldn't let me give your 800 number. I did get your 800 number to Gallagher.
Well, that's he really let you give it out.
I gave it to the girl. Whether she gave
No, you got to just blurt websites out on air.
Yeah.
They'll never let you give out a phone number.
Okay, but anyhow.
I don't expect them to, by the way.
I was.
Because her whole show would just turn into that. But go ahead.
Art Bell was a joke. I was a joke. The gentleman called right after me and said. He says, yeah, I have an Art Bell shirt. And Peter Boyle says, yeah, but what if some of the things she says are true? And it's like, you know, they play their dumb little games. Want me to say exactly where I heard how the chip was put in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where'd you hear of this, you uh-huh. crazy? Well, it's been on every TV show in the country.
Right. But it's amazing because I listened afterwards and, you know, they just had their stupid play games with the... You know, our government.
Well, it's like Limbaugh saying the CFR doesn't exist, the UN didn't take it over to the Supreme Court, Skull and Bones doesn't exist. I mean, it's in all the papers, in your face, but still, when you don't like it, it doesn't exist.
Right. And I saw one of the black cars that's supposed to be Homeland Security run by supposedly retired policemen with the dog in the back. This policeman had they had their window down where a kid could have stuck their hand in and got their hand bit off and... He says, oh, well, as you can see, no one's going to come close to my car. And I
Well, if you bark, if you yell back at one of those dogs and they bark at you, you get assaulted by police and put in prison. Thanks for the call. There's been a bunch of cases of that. Well, this is quite a phenomenon. You call into a neocon show and you go, the Patriot Act's taking our freedoms. Oh, tell me one example. Oh, you can't. Click. Or they'll get somebody on who isn't articulate. I mean, that's the trick to get on these shows called and go, I don't like... The government is corrupt Patriot Act. And they go, what example do you have? Duh. I've actually done this. I don't know. Oh, we'll get you right on. We'll get you right on. We call up and go, well, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, dated January 2nd, 2004, reported that they're arresting county commissioners and topless bar owners under the Patriot Act. And the Associated Press reported they went after someone for an ounce of marijuana, and he got 20 years in prison under the Patriot Act. And let me give you... I'm sorry, we're not going to let you come on right now. We just... Well, why not? Well, it's just my choice. I call up and go, I don't think the government's good.
Oh, sir, that is get you right on. Oh, please don't hang up. We're going to be right out of break here in a minute. You'll go to the front of the line.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
I've been on socialist and conservative clothing neocon broadcast quite a few times, and I'll mention that Bush is going to sign the assault weapons ban. They'll call me a liar, say that isn't true. I'll say that Bush is for open borders. They'll try to deny that. Just a year ago, they denied Skull and Bones even existed when I had hundreds of newspaper articles and video of satanic rituals they'd done, the New York Observer got. But this is the tactic, and I'm serious, because when I go on road trips, I will just the whole time sit there calling in the national talk shows and other local neocon shows. And if you call in and sound focused and go, you know, Bush isn't a real conservative, and I mean on topic with what they're talking about, they'll go, sorry, we're not looking for that opinion right now, or we've got some other callers, or, well, why are you hanging up on me? Well, just, it's my decision. You know, they're all trained the same. But if you call up and go, I don't like Bush and Big Brother losing freedom. I mean, literally, and they'll go, oh, sir. I mean, it's the same thing. Oh, we'll get you right on. We'll get you right on. Well, thank you. And then I get on the air and I go, let me tell you, and I'll just start hitting them hard, and the host will go, you know, you acted like somebody else. You're a liar. You're dishonest. That was a staged seminar call, a liberal, ladies and gentlemen. And then I've heard people call in and go, you know, Bush is really the liberal, big government, we're losing our freedoms. Bush and Kerry are cousins. Oh, you're a lying liberal. That's a seminar call. When they're the seminar, when they're the liberals. You understand how this works? So if you want to get through on these shows, call in, you know, act real emotional and stupid and just go, I just, we're losing everything, I just bad. And then have your facts right there. Once you get on, hit them hard. And they go, what's your fact? Show me in one example of the Patriot Act. And then just rattle them off. Just rattle them off at them. And they'll just, It's incredible. Let's just ram through four or five calls. And I've got this these audio clips of video I want to air. A very interesting stuff coming up from the Long Kiss Goodnight. Just stay with us for that. Right now, let's go to Don in Pennsylvania. Don, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Fine, sir.
I was listening to your show, believe it or not, in Youngstown, Ohio, there last night, WKBN. And I thought your hosts there were quite gracious as far as not shutting you up and leaving you do your thing. After you hung up, out of all the callers, I'd have to say one out of five had something negative towards you. The other four or five were all like... pretty much positive as far as you having a different idea around.
Well, I got a little extra mad yesterday because I was in an irritable mood, and I do interviews three or four times a day, and I was on that show for an hour there locally, and I would bring up real things, and they would kept calling me a kook, actually trying to get callers to attack me, but. I mean, you heard it. What'd you think of it?
Well, like I said, four out of five actually said, he might sound a little bit obnoxious, et cetera, et cetera. Of course, you got a little bit hyper, as one person said it. But four out of five were definitely on your side. And I even called up, and if anyone from Youngstown or the surrounding area, call that radio station up and tell them to get them on the AM side, because I think we need a lot more of that around here.
Yeah, they need to kick Michael Savage off and put me on at night. You notice he was trying to laugh about generals calling for martial law, and I said, wait, you have Savage on your station. He calls for concentration camps every night. And that host shut up real quick, because anybody who's heard it once has heard him say that.
Yes, and as far as the RFD...
Well, let me stop you. Have you heard Savage say that if you disagree with the government, that aids the terrorist, puts you in a forced labor camp?
Oh, he's already said that. We want you in a federal prison. He's already said that part.
He says forced labor camp. I've heard it 15 times, at least.
And as far as the RFD chips, I have my own little trucking company. And, we got RFD chips. They're tracking us all over the country now.
Yep, you got to put them in the trucks, and then they track you. But people will still deny. Look, I was sitting there telling the host, I said, millions of children have been brain damaged from MMR. The CDC's own documents just got released. It's on ABC News on my website. And the CDC says, we don't care, we're going to keep doing it, we've got to cover this up. And that's their own documents. That shows the government will kill 3,000 people with the World Trade Center and Pentagon. If they'll brain damage millions, kill thousands. And the host just said, well, I don't believe it. I can't believe it. Well, we had black people as slaves in this country. We killed the Native Americans. I love America. America's better than all the rest. But stop denying that government kills people. Stop denying that government's the most dangerous thing in history. You naive idiots. You see what I'm saying? Why I got so angry?
Oh, I totally agree with you. If you'd like, I could give you the phone number over the air of, if anyone else wishes to call that radio station and have them plug in there. My heavens, I already called six times yesterday and today.
Is that a Clear Channel station?
Yes, it is.
You can forget it. You can forget it.
Well, I tried.
Well, no. I mean, just mom and pops, privately owned, they'll put us on. The CIA's, no, I'm just joking. I mean, the globalists aren't going to put us on.
Well, I tried, Alex, so that's all I can say.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, buddy. Good to hear from you. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk to Danny in Ohio. Danny, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, this guy must be psychic because I listen to 1500 AM and I'm from Ohio. But all I wanted to tell you was I'm 10 years old, right? And at my school, they have barbed wires at the top so you can't escape or try to get out of the school. And they have a metal detector when you go in. And if you try to get out from walking inside of the metal detector, there's a voice that'll come out and it'll say, stop, please walk through the metal detector.
Yeah, and do they frisk you? Do you have ID cards?
We don't have ID cards. Not yet, but it's just, the teachers, they bring you down in your spirit. They make sure that they bring you down.
Ma'am, do the doors automatically lock when you're in class?
No.
Because a lot of schools are actually turning into grade A prisons, medium security prisons. So you don't have drug dogs and police in the school?
No.
They're not looking for the CIA drugs they brought in? Okay. Well, it sounds like your school's in about medium grade. Thousands of school districts, no food without thumb scanning, RFID badges and barcodes, daily searches, barbed wire facing in, automatic locking doors, tattletale programs for a full semester in the seventh grade with BATF writing dossiers on your parents. What do you think of that?
I think it's a trip.
How long have you been listening to the show?
I've been listening all day.
Okay. How are you listening to us?
I have my mom, she has a radio, but it's like if when one day we were saying the Pledge of Allegiance and I was tying my shoes and I didn't get to say it, so the teacher got mad at me and she made me write the Pledge of Allegiance and she gave me a detention for it.
All right, well, it's good to have you on board and God bless you and thanks for being aware and you've got a good mother. God bless her. Let me say this about the Pledge of Allegiance. We didn't have the Pledge of Allegiance until about 100 years ago, less than 100 years ago, and a major socialist newspaper put it out as part of a flag-selling program. I've read the articles on air, and I know you're going to go, oh, you're a liberal, you're against it. You understand, that's why they had the liberals come out against it to then make you go get behind it. That's part of the dialectic. And I'm not saying it's bad to pledge allegiance to the flag and the one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, justice for all. The point is that you shouldn't have to do it because America is about freedom. And I just want you to know that it came from socialists. And, I mean, I can dig this back out. Barry Brownfield's talked about it, too. And the whole pledge and all of that was actually pushed by the Socialist Party here in the U.S. to get us used to worshiping the government. And it's very dangerous. Flag worship of any type is dangerous. Hitler was big into it. And I love the Stars and Stripes. I don't think the flag's bad because a lot of evil people have used it for their banner. I love America, but the flag symbolizes your rights, and those rights are dying, and those that are destroying your freedoms have expropriated our flag. And you do need to know the origin. I think the encyclopedia has it in it, too. You might find out the origin of the Pledge of Allegiance and find out what's going on there. Pledging allegiance to the flag? I thought you're supposed to pledge allegiance to God and to your country. But certainly it's to the flag. It's just history, folks. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. A lot of calls from Pennsylvania and Ohio today. Roger, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And of course, as the pledge was modified to add under God to it.
Well, that was good, but that was done by conservatives later.
Yeah,
but the original pledge, and I can dig it out, was put out by the Socialist Party. Go ahead.
Yeah, and of course, the only remaining anti-constitutional heresy in there, which I refuse to say, is indivisible. That was
Well, explain what that means.
Well, that was also Abraham Lincoln's heresy, that the nation could not be divided, even though it's in, like, Texas's state constitution that they can back out of the
Well, it's in New Hampshire's Article 10, Right to Revolt,
yeah.
And the states work in loose confederation.
And it's against, of course, the Declaration of Independence as well, which is also a seminal document. But the reason I called, and by the way, another trick on the little, I think there's another trick they do. You notice, I think this is a nationwide phenomenon on these big talk shows, is that they have the time tape delay airing of the shows. So, you know, it'll be at midnight, a show that's actually on 10 in the morning or something. And I think basically what they do is they keep it live in the safe markets where they don't get the contentious calls, and then they re-air it in the others, and there's just like no way you're going to call in unless you call off hour.
I don't know. I think that's just program directors plugging stuff in.
But... Yeah, but no, the real reason I called was, I know you covered this, but I think you might have missed this one part that is about Hamid Chalabi, that is Bush's hand-picked...
The convicted bank robber of $300 million, the torture master for the Shah, who tortured men, women, and children to death, who runs things for Halliburton.
Yeah, and of course, now the administration's handpicked puppet to head Iraq right now.
Oh, that's a point I want to make. Everybody keeps going, democracy, democracy, we're about to give them their own government in June. Folks, our government, well, the private corporations, James Baker and others who are running all this, their private cash machine, they appointed 320 four to 326, I forget, 320-plus people. They appoint them. Now they are going to appoint other people. And they call that an election. They call that the handover of power, and our troops are going to stay. I mean, so now our definition of democracy is the empire appointing regional governors.
Now, here's the part I think you might have missed. Now, this, and it surprised me. This was on the Sunday morning with Tim Russert, I guess, the blathering heads. And he actually had in there about how virtually the sole only single source for Bush's weapons of mass deception was Chalabi's very close relative working up these fanciful tales. And then apparently some reporter called Chalabi on it. And his response was, well, I think we should just look to the future and not dwell on the past. That was his answer to these Cook stories. And all I can say is I hope that sells as well in Iraq, where his countrymen are getting blown to bits, as it does to us stupid Americans.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Let me just say this. Secretary of the Army White, who I'm no fan of Enron scamming fame with fake computers for the legislature of California to look at. Oh, look at our trading system. It's real good. He did say it's going to take 300 to 400,000 troops. Top generals said that. Former Marine Corps commandant said that. And we're called liberals by the neocons. So, I mean, if you're going to go have this illegal war and do all this, you needed at least double the troops. And now you've seen what's happened. And so right there is an impeachable offense. So the politicians running the wars, just like Vietnam. I mean, if you're going to send our troops off, give them the tools they need. But, of course, you don't because you hate their guts. This is so sick. I'll tell you what, we'll get to all the other calls here in just a few minutes. I wanted to air this. And, again, this is from Gina Davis and Samuel L. Jackson, big Hollywood movie, The Long Kiss Goodnight, 1986, action film, provides yet more anecdotal evidence of government complicity in 9/11. In a similar vein of the episodes Lone Gunman aired on Fox in March 2001, the action film, The Long Kiss Goodnight, proves yet more revelations of the method of government complicity in attacks on the World Trade Center. The clip features of the page not only hints at government complicity in terror attacks in order to increase budget spending and ratchet up control, but it also names the World Trade Center as the target. Referring to the 93 bombing of the Trade Center, Samuel L. Jackson's character is told that the CIA were complicit in the bombing. This is almost accurate. It was, in fact, the FBI who were complicit in the bombing. The character is often told in explicit detail by the shadowy government official that 4,000 people will be killed in a fake terrorist event on American soil in order to get some money out of Congress, and, of course, the event will be, quote, blamed on Muslims naturally. Not only is the 4,000 eerily accurate, the clip virtually mirrors the Lone Gunman episode where the shadowy government official tells the hero that a large-scale fake terror attack will be carried out to create mass fear and total government control. Let's go ahead and air the Long Kiss Goodnight piece first. Now go ahead and hit that.
Fundraiser, 1993. World Trade Center bombing, remember? During the trial, one of the bombers claimed the CIA had advanced knowledge. The diplomat who issued the terrorist visa was CIA. It's not unthinkable they paved the way for the bombing. Purely to justify a budget increase.
You're telling me that you're going to fake some terrorist thing just to get some money out of Congress?
Well, unfortunately, Mr. Hennessy, I've no idea how to fake killing 4,000 people. So we're just going to have to do it for real. Oh, blame it on the Muslims, naturally. Then I get my funding. Good night, old girl. Timothy Albion, Chopper 1.
All right. Go ahead and hit the first Lone Gunman clip now where they talk about the same thing. Go ahead.
Scenario 12D. We know it's a war game scenario, that it has to do with airline counterterrorism. Why is it important enough to kill for?
Because it's no longer a game.
But if some terrorist group wants to act out this scenario, why target you for assassination?
Depends on who your terrorists are.
The men who conceived of it in the first place. You're saying our government plans to commit a terrorist act against a domestic airline?
There you go. Indicting the entire government, as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. but with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin-pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility and begging to be smart-bombed.
I can't believe it. This is about increasing arms sales.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, then in the next clip that we'll air when we get back, they find out the plane's being flown by remote control by the government to be flown into the World Trade Center full of passengers. Now, from our inside Pentagon sources, this has all been confirmed, they had nerve gas on board that killed everybody after takeoff. Then remote control took control, and they flew them into the structures. Then you have a few fake cell phone calls to people. You cover up the FAA tower tapes and all that. And again, this is a government that's been caught creating all this false evidence in the past. You know, they can show you Forrest Gump shaking hands with Kennedy in Forrest Gump. So don't tell me they don't fake this. They fake Bin Laden tapes. That's admitted. The hijackers, most of them are still alive, by the way, and they're all CIA. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with more.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing to the lies and disinformation, exposing neocon traitors and their liberal accomplices. I'm Alex Jones. By the way, instead of just airing these clips of, you know, flaunting their plans in our faces, hijackers flying to Pentagon, no chance, said top brass, unrealistic war game, poo-pooed before 9/11, is London Guardian headline. 5 months before September 11th attacks, U.S. military planners suggested a war game to practice a response to a terrorist attack using a commercial airliner flown into the Pentagon, but senior officers rejected the scenario as too unrealistic. your own men were getting wind of what was happening, were trying to protect people, but you shut that down, didn't you, General Myers? You've been well rewarded from NORAD. Details emerged yesterday in an email leaked to the Public Policy Watchdog Group. In the email, written a week after the attacks, a special operations officer discussed the exercise with his colleagues. Details of the exercise, codenamed Positive Force, and the rejected hijacking scenario were confirmed by NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command. Forget that. I've got the direct link to the Military District of Washington. Contingency planning, Pentagon mass cal exercise simulates scenarios preparing for emergencies. November 3rd, 2000, in the fire and smoke from the downed passenger aircraft, bellows from the Pentagon courtyard, Defense Protective Services, police seal the crash site, Army medics and nurses and doctors scramble to organize aid. By the way, they even have a video of where the plane crashes into the Pentagon. Not video, a whole mock city built where they did this. but the government never heard of such a plan. Go ahead and hit that next clip. This is from a lone gunman where they find out that they're remote controlling the plane, and they've been killing people by remote controlling their cars, which they're already doing, by the way. But and then they find out, oh, it's flying into the World Trade Center. Go ahead.
Find anything?
The luggage hole's clear. This thing can be trusted. Would you go make it with your erector, sir?
You're absolutely sure that this is the targeted flight?
This flight was chosen primarily for its visibility. It's scheduled to pass over Manhattan on its way to Boston.
You said they intend to bring this down in the middle of New York City? What if there is no bomb?
Well, how are they going to bring it down?
Same way a dead man can drive a car.
What do you mean, no bomb?
Langley, I need you to hack the aircraft's onboard navigation system. We need to know where we're headed.
Okay, go on to headsets. I'll call the airphone's carrier. Make them think we're sending a ground air fax.
That's one twisted Star 69.
Well, just get ready to ride the wave, you boy.
Just get me on that plane and I'll get you autopilot access.
How are you going to do that?
Airline telemetry systems use processors similar to those found in CB radios.
I'm in. We got ourselves a convoy.
What's your progress?
I hacked into the flight control system output.
You want that little bit of help?
It's what the brains of the plane is telling the little black box.
Course heading, attitude, hold, yaw, axis, stabilization.
What the heck's that?
Is that what it looks like?
I think it is what it looks like.
But there's what?
Like modem protocol.
Remote access. Somebody on the ground's flying your plane.
Bogey, sir.
Keep your course. We need to know our flight plan.
I'm mapping the data now. Myers.
Your flight's going to make an unscheduled stop in exactly 22 minutes.
The corner of Liberty and Washington. Lower Manhattan.
World Trade Center. I'm going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
All right.
I'll tell the flight crew.
All right, folks, so there you have it. Oh, in the movie, you know, it takes off from Boston, and just, you know, it's the same thing, but that's for TV. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book. You need to get these books and videos. You need to make copies of them, like the future of the country depends on it, because it does, for the best videos for waking people up. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139 if you want to get involved and do something and support this broadcast. 1-888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Third hour straight ahead. Your calls, lots of news. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now.
now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.